With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden's son Hunter heading to trial today on federal gun charges.
The trial opens in Delaware with jury selection in a case brought by the Biden Justice Department. At one point, a plea deal was in place that would have avoided a trial, but that agreement unraveled last summer. Prosecutors say the younger Biden bought the gun illegally in October 2018 because he falsely swore on a federal form that he wasn't a drug user. His lawyers say he never fired the gun and that it ended up dumped in a trash can. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson contends President Biden's pending border security announcement is blatantly political. He says it's obvious given the administration's open border policy of the past several years.
They did it intentionally, and it has had catastrophic effects upon our country that we'll be living with for decades to come. And now he wants to issue some sort of executive order, I guess, to show that, oh, no, he really does care about the issue. The only reason he's doing that is because the polls say that it's the biggest issue in America.
Johnson on Fox News Sunday. Also at SRNnews.com, a boil water order remains in effect as crews in Atlanta work around the clock to repair ruptured water mains left more than 1 million people without water. The mains, said to be very old, broke Friday morning. Democrat Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says she is undergoing treatment for pancreatic cancer. She is seeking a 16th term in office. Jackson Lee won the Democratic nomination in March, months after losing a mayoral bid in Houston. For the first time, Mexico will have a female president. The governing party's Claudia Sheinbaum, former Mexico City mayor, has won the Mexican presidential election. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 6 points, while the NASDAQ futures are up 107. This is SRN News. A bus tour to save women's sports.
It's called the Take Back Title IX 2024 National Bus Tour, and it's being organized by the group Our Bodies, Our Sports, which is trying to keep men out of women's athletics. Amongst the participants will be legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and swimmer Riley Gaines. They will speak in more than a dozen cities, warning that transgenderism threatens women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A French soccer player is being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey during a game. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a 4-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt during the final league game of the season. Camara is a Muslim and says that he refused the gay pride badge for religious reasons. Other European soccer players have suffered a similar fate for resisting the league's efforts to promote homosexuality. SRN News. Along one stretch of sand in Southern California, it's everybody out of the water.
A beach in Del Mar, California will remain closed until Tuesday after a shark attack injured a swimmer. Authorities say a 46-year-old man was attacked by a shark while swimming with a group at Del Mar City Beach. He was seriously injured, bitten in the torso and the left arm and hand. That shark came so close to shore, it was only about 100 yards from a lifeguard station early Sunday morning. The city deployed a drone and a boat to look for the shark after the attack, but no success. The beach will remain closed for surfers and swimmers until Tuesday morning. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A wildfire that has charred more than 14,000 acres near Tracy, California, is at least 50% contained. The blaze prompted evacuations. More details at SRNnews.com.